It's the Throwback Thursday edition of The Ginny Show. God, I love these episodes because it actually takes me down memory lane and I think about the awesome people that I've been able to chat to in my life so far. It's been an absolute privilege to have these conversations with such amazing talent from all these different backgrounds and different parts of the world, and it's just been absolutely fascinating. My next Throwback Thursday edition is an episode with the lovely Janina Gavankar. Now, I actually first caught Janina as Puppy on The L Word, and obviously she left many an impression, not just on me, but many of The L Word fans. Since then, she's been featured on many shows like True Blood, The League, Star Wars, just to name a few. And one thing that I took away from this interview that's actually stayed with me for the past 10 years is just how incredibly funny Janina is, especially when she imitates a fish. Yes, you have to stay tuned for that one. So here is Throwback Thursday on The Ginny Show with Janina Gavankar.
Ginny, it's so dark outside. Have you seen the cleaner?
We have the old lady back, you know. What's her name? Mary? Miss Dewey?
Oh, so she's back. It's the second coming of Mary.
Yeah, she returned from the Navy NCIS, I think.
So where's the last guy?
I think he's working at the factory now.
What? Oh, I'm shattered. Why is God allowing all my boys to leave me? First one moved to the barbershop, the other one went to Bull Run, and now the last one went to Barbecue Bill.
Oh, that Bill had a lot of girlfriends. He always had some designated lover. What was her name? It started with L. The L word? Anyway, he was a weird character. He wanted a cup of my blood.
Ginny, all that's beautiful must die one day, but I think it's just a dash for cash. I hope he gets some of his strong medicine. He needs it.
Ads, can I tell you something?
Tell me what.
You need to stop talking about the cleaner because on the line is the next addition to the Hump Day Crew dollhouse. Hello, Janina Gavankar.
Oh my God, that was brilliant. I'm way into that. Can you just, can you email that to me later so I can practice?
And what are you up to today?
I am hanging out. My dog just got a ridiculous haircut, so I was just laughing about that with you.
I hear your dog's been meeting some celebrities lately. Is that true?
Are you following my Twitter page?
Well, you Twitter only every 3 seconds, Janina. It's hard not to.
Ouch. Let me just say something about Twitter, if I may. I've been Twittering since 2007, okay?
You're one of the first Hollywood Twitterers ever.
Actually, you know, I wish let me see if I saved the email because I think I was maybe the first actor or one of the first actors because they used to put out an email to all of the subscribers like, look who's Twittering and all of this. And they were like, really? Really, Poppy from The L Word is Twittering for real? Is it her? You know, back when it was special, you know. Now I'm like, nah, everybody Twitters.
But you still seem to be the addict that you were.
You know, I really started because I can't even remember what I did yesterday. I used it just to journal because I just check what I did through Twitter.
Well, I guess we wanted to start it off by talking about your work on The L Word. You're 75% Indian and 25% Dutch. Playing Papi, who was perceived to be promiscuous lesbian, culturally with India being quite a traditional country with conventional ideals, playing that character, was it a bit controversial for you and your heritage?
They're never going to let me back into the country.
Really?
Kidding. I really wouldn't care if they didn't. If that's, you know, if suddenly it's like, oh, you're never going to be let in here, I'd be like, fine, screw you, billion people. I'm quite fine representing my, you know, my friends and this sort of subculture here. It's fine. That's fine. You know, I would never have a problem with it. You know, I have never had any opposition from anybody of Indian descent. I have yet to have someone say something to me. I would love someone to try and come up to me and say something negative. I would just love to let them have it.
Well, because the interesting thing is, in a lot of Southeast Asian countries, homosexuality is still illegal, and so it must be, you know, someone from the Southeast Asian actor community must be kind of controversial to play that. Because remember they had that movie, one of the, I think, the Earth movies, where they had a lesbian on-screen kiss. They just went crazy about that.
Yeah, they went bananas. Yeah, you know, I've never really thought about, you know, how it would be perceived for me to play different characters. It's not really part of my MO. If anything, I try to push, you know, the boundaries of what people expect from brown girls. So if I am getting any opposition, I'm not hearing about it. People are doing it behind my back.
So is that the kind of roles you like to go for, the more controversial ones or the ones that push people's opinions?
No, not really. I would love to play a nice girl next door who's sweet and vulnerable and all of that, but no one's really hiring do that. I don't know why, really. I don't know why people don't see me like that. You know, but,
And you're quite talented artistically. You've been working with producer Deep, who's running a site called IndieAudio.com. It showcases music outside of the Bollywood. Is it true that you started singing Tell Me What in his sister's closet?
Yeah, absolutely. He has a great walk-in closet, and it soaked up a lot of the extra noise, and it was, you know, the best thing we had at this time, and it was sort of like a, hey, come on over and sing this track kind of thing. And, you know, a few years later, he was like, by the way, we're shooting a video, and it's the single on my new album, and I need you to come out here.
So basically what he needed you to do, Janina, is he needed you to come out of the closet and sing.
Exactly. Sing out, Louise. And I was very happy to do so.
I also believe not can you only sing, but you can play a few instruments as well.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I grew up as a musician. My poor mother drove me to every single lesson under the sun. I, you know, studied piano and marimba and percussion and opera, and, you know, I did all of that. Basically, I'm really geeky, and when I'm into something, I sort of obsess over it. And, yeah, that's who I was as a kid, too.
Being geeky, is that why you got recruited by Microsoft? Because all the nerds wanted you there to be Miss Dewey?
Yeah. Kind of, yeah. You know, they auditioned a bunch of girls, but the second that they were like, this is an interactive gender, and I'm not sure if you know it, I was, I think, probably the only girl that was like, say no more. I completely understand.
You are a self-admitted geek, and I don't know if you're actually using this now, but you have your own homemade bat phone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. I soldered the lights and everything and, you know, did the whole thing.
Do you get that from your dad? Because I heard he's quite the genius as well.
Well, that would mean that I would call myself a genius, and my God, am I far away from that. But he's kind of a genius dude, yeah.
A genius dude.
Yeah, he's kind of a dude, and he's kind of a genius. Genius dude. He, you know, he's invented over 50 things. I don't even know, like 12 of them. He's done a lot with microchips and a lot with temperature control. So he's made the hearts of a lot of different machines, like soft serve ice cream and Mr. Coffee and hair dryers and ice machines. And I mean, these are just like some of the random things that I actually know about. Right now he has a crazy windmill project going on that's exciting and new, and more on that later once I actually know what is going on.
So what other geeky things do you do?
I'm a really big video gamer. I play a lot of video games.
Do you have any favorites?
Yeah. I just finished Dead Space, and that was a lot of fun, even though in my opinion it was too short. And I played it on I have a 10-foot screen downstairs, and with like 5.1 surround sound, so it's extra scary. It scares the shit out of you when you play. It's fantastic. What else? I haven't seen Resident Evil yet, the newest one. I've yet to play that. I can kick anyone's ass on Dr. Mario. Bring it on. Challenge me. Down. I'm just a serious gamer, you know? I don't get to play as much as I'd like to because I'm just, you know, running around trying to make something of myself, so that kind of gets in the way.
Do you get every edition of, like, PSP, the new Wiis, the Nintendos? Have you had that since you were young?
No, actually, I'm kind of a new gamer. I wasn't allowed to play video games growing up, and I think I'm just making up for lost time now. I'm like, you can't hold me back now, mother.
I'm noticing, excuse the term, but there are a lot more brown actors appearing in Hollywood.
It's a term. That's what I call myself. I'm a brown actor.
Well, I'd like to call myself a brown actor, but I'm not actually an official actor. So we'll stick with the brown actors.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you and I, we are brown.
We are brown and proud.
Brown and proud. So what was the question?
Sorry. Yeah, I know. We're on a brown edge of there. Well, I'm noticing there are a lot more brown actors appearing in Hollywood, with Pamina Nagra, Archie Punjabi, and even Aishwarya Rai to a certain extent. Do you think the Southeast Asian culture will eventually have a good stance in the Hollywood entertainment industry?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a few things going on with us brown people. You know, first of all, the generation before us, they weren't really, they were only engineers and doctors. It's really what the only people that were really allowed into the country. So, you know, we are sort of first generation that are making the leap and sticking with it. So, you know, there's not a older brown actors, period. There are just a few. There's a smattering, if you will. But there's a bunch of us now. And, you know, there's a stereotype about Indians and just South Asians in general, and it's that they're really smart and really hardworking and really educated, and that trickles over to the arts as well. So, you know, we could have been doctors, but we apply the same method of study and, you know, focus to the arts.
Well, it must be a great time for Southeast Asian acting Hollywood.
I feel like it is. I mean, I know so many badass brown actors. Oh, my God. And we all know each other.
And do you feel the pressure that you're a role model for brown people in America?
No. No, because if I allow myself to go there, I'm just going to shoot myself in the foot. You know, it's too much pressure. There are a billion Indians. I can't deal with that. No. You know, it's hard enough just kind of being an Indian girl or, you know, a brown chick in this industry. I just have to try and figure out who I am before I figure out who we all are.
A lot of people go to India like once or twice in a lifetime and they come back feeling very, very enlightened, or it's a life-changing journey for them, or, you know, there's some sort of spiritual
I
message.
Know exactly where you're taking it right now.
So you go to India every so often, I assume. What's your take on this?
You saw an interview where I said something really embarrassing. And you want me to repeat it here, don't you?
I do.
No, not really for me. Okay, well, I'm going to be completely real about it. The motherland is the motherland, and it's beautiful and devastating and it's so deep, you know. And when people who are not Indian go there, they feel all of those things, but it's outside of them. So it's like life-altering or whatever. But for me, it's also kind of like, yeah, so my auntie lives there. It's cool. Both things for me. It's beautiful and deep and all these things. And it's also kind of like, yeah, it's cool. I'm going to probably go back later this year. I'm going to go see my aunt and uncle and hang out with my cousins. Go have a dosa or something. But pretty much, it's not that deep. It's different when you're American and also feel Indian. And I don't know, I'm kind of rambling. This is an awesome interview.
It must be because the cross between America and India, that's collaborating Eastern and Western cultures. So when you do see the other dichotomy of cultures, there's probably a lot more shock value.
Yeah, probably. And for us, it's like, yeah, it's cool. I don't really need to go do yoga with a guru on a mountain, you know, like...
Do you have to respectfully call your elders uncle and auntie?
You know, I don't. That's so funny that you asked this. My mom was just talking to me about this. My mother, who is half Dutch, hates being called auntie and uncle. She just hates being called auntie. She does not feel like an auntie. She hates it. And meanwhile, I have all these, you know, friends who are like, hi, auntie. How are you? She's like, stop with the auntie business. I really am not into it. And they can't stop themselves from saying it. You know, they want to respect, you know, everyone. And it's kind of ingrained in us to respect our elders. But she's not into it. So because of that, I don't call anybody auntie or uncle. And I think they think I'm just a brat.
I think you're very lucky because I get slaps on the head if I don't, or on the jaw. I think I have to invest in like dental health insurance because the amount of aunties and uncles that hit my face when I don't call them auntie or uncle, I'm gone.
Yeah, I got none of that. Not really.
Lucky you.
Everyone I know has to pay good money for older people to hit them around.
Some interesting trivia I found about you, Janina, is Michael Vartan is your man crush.
Oh, yeah. Kind of. I mean, we broke up a long time ago. I'm kind of over it.
Are you serious? Have you moved on to another man crush now? It's not Sanjay Malaka, is it? Because you seem to have copied his haircut, too. Maybe he took this crush too far.
Sanjaya is like my little... He's like a little muffin. I love him. So I met him a few years ago, and I kind of manhandled him, and he was totally okay with it. And because of that, I was like, I love you. You're so sweet. Definitely not Sanjaya, though, since he's like 8 years old. So I'm not really a pedophile. Kind of not into it.
He doesn't call you auntie, does he?
No, my God. This is not even funny. Can you imagine... Talk about smacking someone. I would smack it. I have to smack it. And no, not cool. Never again.
Of course, we know you best from the L Word, but tell us about what you've been up to recently, performance-wise.
Oh, I've been running around. So I did this sort of secret episode of Dollhouse, which is this Joss Whedon show. I did the 13th episode, which is going to be on the DVD. It's really cool. I'm running around... I don't want to ruin it, but I'm running around with a gun.
So it's like gaming in real life, but acting.
Yeah, you know. People see me as like a chick with a gun, which really I don't mind. I'm kind of okay with that. That was very cool. It was very cool to work on that. I have an episode of The Cleaner, which is an A&E show. It's a Benjamin Bratt show that's airing on the 30th of June, I believe. And this is the first time anyone's hired me to be Indian. I'm 7.5 months pregnant. Unmarried meth addict.
Oh, dear. Ooh. Do you have to wear a fake pregnancy stomach?
Oh, yeah. I did the whole thing, man.
How is that?
Horrible. It was odd. It was kind of odd. Definitely made me think about having children in a different light.
Now, we have a game we like to play with our guests. It's called 101 Questions. We're not going to ask you all of the questions. We're going to let you choose a number between 1 and 101, and we're going to ask you that question. Hit us with a number.
Number 68.
How would you react if you were transformed into a fish?
That's the question.
That is the question.
I would be like, freaking rock. Yeah, look at my monofin. I can swim so fast. I would be like, this is so cool. I can breathe underwater.
God, you'd make Nemo look like he's on antidepressants.
I'd kind of be into it, man. I think I'd be into it.
You're up to being a fish. I don't know why you got that question. That's, yeah.
Pick another one.
Yeah, pick another one.
82.
If a purple house is purple, a blue house is blue, what color is a greenhouse?
Gross plants. It doesn't have a color.
She is smart. Okay, we'll give you two more questions. Hit us with another number.
15.
If we were to make a movie of your life, who would play you?
Sanjaya Malakar. Oh, good God. I don't know. Well, I got a lot of living to do, and then it would be the next generation of brown actor, you know?
One final question.
72.
Can you change a washer on a tap?
Can I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually did. Well, I just moved, and there was, like, some problems with the tap, and pulled out some... Well, I don't know if I changed the washer. I don't really know what I did, but I had to fix it. I pulled out some plumbing tape and fixed the tap. I don't know. It's a weird question.
You chose it.
I don't know.
Is it still working?
Yes, here.
You shouldn't go over to the toilet while you're doing interviews, Janina.
I promise. That was the kitchen tap.
You do realize people in Australia have very many apprehensions about you.
I will not deny or confirm that. I actually have some cousins who live in Australia.
Well, part of Australia.
Good question. I'm an asshole that I don't know that. but they're awesome, and they're from my mom's.
Have you been here before?
I have not. Isn't that strange? I feel like I've been everywhere, but...
I think you should come on down.
All right, well, then maybe I will.
Okay, sorted. What do you know about Australia?
That you guys have really cute accents. I have to say this. I love... Okay, no offense, dudes, because the Australian man accent is great, but I love the girl... The way girls sound there. I love it. It's like my favorite accent is like girl Australian. So it's like you sound like you're smiling when you're talking and like your R's are like E's and A's and R's at the same time. I don't really know what's going on. Really cute.
We just have a big drinking culture here and they're just a bit pissy and drunk. That's why they sound happy.
I gotta come out there and learn it.
No, you do. And I think maybe you could find an enlightenment through the accent there.
God, I went to Australian. I feel so enlightened. I know what it is. It's Australians. They're so enlightened. And people come there and they really find themselves. Really? I found myself in Australia. How did I get here? I've just found myself. It's time to party.